Here we go. Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
The so-called million-dollar man of the NRL, David Fifita, has been locked up in a Bali jail cell after an alleged assault on a nightclub security guard.
First home win for Western United. And this team that has entered the A-League, aspiring to be so much like Western Sydney Wanderers, has seen them off in the first meeting between the teams.
Seconds remaining in the half, and Didi Luzada caps a fantastic half of basketball, and the fans say Will Weaver just leave him out there.
This time Ford has seen Kerr, and she's onside. Big opportunity for Sunny, and she does have a double. That is 40 goals in 40 games.
Delicious cross, Sunny! Liverpool are pulling away. This may be an irreversible lead on the day and through the campaign.
It's been a beautiful drive today for Jamie Wincup and his teammate Craig Lowndes. They are the winners of the Penrite Oil Sandown 500. So it's congratulations to McLaughlin. He picks up the Virgin Australia Supercars Championship for 2019.
No, plenty of highs and lows from the weekend of sport, MG, but the big news is that Broncos young gun David Fifita has spent the weekend behind bars in Bali after allegedly assaulting a security guard.
Yeah, when this news came through on Saturday, I thought, oh man, this is Groundhog Day. Only a couple of weeks ago, it was Nelson Solomona from the Storm, but now David Fifita. Luckily, he's on his way back to Australia.
Yeah, we're going to get stuck into that very shortly. More player news as a young gun not named Latrell Mitchell decides to test his value on the open market, and he's England's Eddie Jones, the man to replace Wayne Bennett at the Bunnies in 2021.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
We're going to talk about that and more, but up next, he's been released. He's on his way back to Brisbane. But has the damage been done for David Fifita looking to negotiate his next contract? And will this spell the end of boys' trips to Bali's, MG?
It should.
It's the Rush Hour with MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network.
Trending now.
David Fifita has walked free from Kuta Police Station, accompanied by Broncos official Adam Walsh, after spending the past 3 days locked up.
That is the big story from the weekend, MG. Just a month after Nelson Asafa Solomona of the Melbourne Storm was filmed punching on out the front of the exact same nightclub, yeah, David Fifita was arrested and held behind bars for 2 days for allegedly assaulting a Barney security guard.
He's a very lucky young man. He's lucky that the guy who he allegedly assaulted agreed to shake his hand and I don't know if he paid any monetary.
The reports are that there's been no compensation paid, okay, as part of the peace agreement that was brokered.
Well, he's lucky because you've seen people stay in jail over there for a lot less.
Mm.
Going forward, there's got to be risk assessments from most NRL clubs. And when my players say to me as a club, because they're still under my contract, even though it's the off-season and they're free to do what they want, if I'm a GM of a NRL club, guess where I'm not going?
Mm.
Bali.
Yeah.
I'm saying, boys, are you for real?
Yeah.
You stick out over there like, you know what?
Yeah, the spotlight doesn't disappear just because you're in Bali.
Sometimes because it feels like there's, you know, it's lawless.
Mm. It can feel that way.
Yeah, I've never been to Bali, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've been, and it is that idea that, you know, your money stretches further, and these blokes are pretty well paid.
Yep.
And, you know, you can jump on the back of a motorbike without a helmet, and there's just this sense of freedom over there.
Well, guess what? That's changed in the last 3 or 4 weeks because the same pub, there's got to be, you know, and then look, Dave Fifita. This is a young bloke who's got the world at his feet. He's 19. Only a month or two ago, he was playing poker machines before a major semi-final against Parramatta. He was the one who stayed out the latest. So there's a bit of a white flag being represented around Dave Fifita at the moment because where's his head at?
Yeah.
That's where you've got to ask yourself. Where's his head at? Because he's got the world in front of him as a rugby league player.
Do you think it'll affect the number of clubs that come and approach, the number of zeros they put on a contract offer for him immediately?
Look, not really.
Okay.
No. I think it's, as I said, a white flag.
Yep.
And this is two kind of indiscretions within a couple of months for a young 19-year-old who, let's face it, has been pulled from pillar to post in the last couple of months, in the last, since the competition started, finished. He's gone and played the nines. He's letting his hair down, but don't do it in Bali.
Yeah.
I mean, man, come on, go somewhere. Or if you want to do it, don't go to a major pub in Bali where there's Westerners everywhere who, when you're 6'5" and you're the prodigy coming through in the NRL, they go, there's that guy. You're a target. You're a massive target. Well, if you go anywhere with these guys, you've got to take security with you. You've got to make sure that someone's got your back.
They've got to think a little bit more. On the other side of the fence, it must be said, Payne Haas, another well-paid teenager, was holidaying with David Fifita and, you know, from all reports, found zero trouble. So you can go over there, behave yourself, have a great time and let your hair down.
Of course.
But we've seen two incidents in the past month of NRL players finding themselves in trouble. Just quickly.
It multiplies. The danger multiplies when you go to a place like that.
Yeah. Nelson Asofa-Solomona was banned for 3 games by the NRL, all those being the international test matches for New Zealand, and given a suspended $15,000 fine. Now, he was coming to the aid of teammate Vunivalu.
Yep.
David Fifita's is a different circumstance. No charges laid, but he was arrested. What do you expect the punishment to be?
Pretty similar, I think. Probably 3 games.
Broncos to miss him for the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think it's they've laid down the law.
They certainly have. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we're going to talk about player movement on Australian soil. A gun centre not named Latrell Mitchell has put himself out into the open market to see what he's worth.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here. MG, let's do this.
And now, on the Triple M Rush Hour, it's time to play...
This is madness.
Player Movement Madness.
A goal-kicking centre whose long-term future is possibly at fullback. We are not talking about Latrell Mitchell. Paul Crawley for the Daily Telegraph reported, MG, over the weekend that Zach Lomax of the Dragons, who's contracted next year with the club, wants to test his value on the open market.
Well, another day, another story in rugby league, isn't it? It's a game that just keeps on giving and giving and giving. Yeah, look, and he's played probably 18, 20 games.
18 games of first grade. 20 years of age.
You mentioned he is a goal-kicking outside back who can play probably anywhere from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would say if I was a CEO at a club and Zach Lomax wanted to come to my club, or if I was the Dragons and he wanted to sign an extension, I'd say, Zach, we're going to give you a tiered contract.
Well, explain.
Okay, for the first year, we're going to give you $300,000.
Okay.
Because we think you potentially could be anything.
And you like Zach Lomax as well, personally.
I picked him as a bowler for this year's Origin.
And Freddie, your mate, it labelled him the gifted one.
And I think that could be systematic of the club he was playing at this year that probably he didn't reach his heights.
Okay. So first year, you're giving him $300,000.
Yep, then I'd say to him, okay, if we make the eight with you on our side the following year, you get $400,000.
Okay, all right. So it's like Mitchell Pearce at the Knights.
And then if you make Origin, you get $500,000.
Ah, interesting.
And if you get our club to the top four and you play for Australia, that all comes under the $500,000 banner.
So essentially, as you succeed, or as we succeed, you succeed.
And that's the way, that's the contract should be. I mean, these days, players don't fight anymore. As soon as the fight gets tough, they want to bail.
Oh,
instead of saying, you know what, I've got 2 more years to go. I was on a tiered contract in my last contract with the Western Reds. I went from, I think, 400, because of Super League money.
Super League money.
I went 4, 450, 5.
Right.
But a lot of that was if we made, so we won a certain amount of games, and a lot of my money got taken off me too because I was suspended for so long.
And jet skis.
But that's how it worked. And you kind of got that was back in the 90s.
Yeah, fair enough. Interesting to see how club bosses look at this because you've got a 22-year-old Latrell Mitchell who's won 2 competitions and played rep footy and won things at a representative level, reportedly asking $1 million a season.
You'd say the same thing, but wouldn't you?
And then you've got a Zach Lomax, 20 years of age, only 18 games of first grade. Reportedly, they're around a similar position-wise. Does a club go, let's try and bet on potential, or let's bet on proven assets lower cost?
You always bet on proven. Because why wouldn't you say to Latrell even the same type of tiered contract? Okay, you're on 800 at the Roosters. They said, no, we'll give you, whichever club signs him, we'll give you 850. If you continue on this march that you know, potentially what you're doing, you get our team to the top, this new team, to a top eight. If it's the Tigers, well, they've finished ninth the last.
Well, if we're going to talk about Latrell, I was going to get to him very quickly. I just want to mention Daniel Saifidi, the Newcastle forward, has signed a 2-year extension to stick around at the Knights.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah, he's made his New South Wales debut this year.
Solid, more than solid player.
He's a giant. We're talking about Latrell. It's still the big story, but I just want to do this, MG.
This is the Rush Hour's Pure Facts.
Lots of speculation, some of which has been attributed to us, which is not true, but Latrell Mitchell, I just want to outline the absolute roll gold pure facts around this bloke.
Go for it.
He's contracted at the Roosters till 2020 for next year. He is contracted there.
Fact.
The Roosters have withdrawn the contract offer for Latrell for 21 and 22.
Fact.
Adam O'Brien at the Knights has said, this is the direct quote from Adam O'Brien, "I think any team in the competition would be lying if they said they wouldn't be interested in him, but the salary cap is the biggest variable in this."
Couldn't agree more.
Bulldog CEO Andrew Hill has said, "With all the speculation around this matter, we thought it was the right thing to do by everyone to confirm we won't pursue an interest in Latrell Mitchell."
Unprecedented.
Everything else out there is speculation.
That's exactly right.
For fans listening, now... this is not to say journalists haven't spoken to people and have inside information. Pete Bedell reporting that...
the Cowboys.
But from a definitively available to the public facts, sources that can be traced, obviously, they are really the only available facts in this Latrell Mitchell saga.
That's such a big story. He's such a big player of our game that there's always going to be speculation around Latrell. No matter... Everyone's got their own opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And only he knows at the moment what he's going to do with it.
Can't wait to hear from him. Exciting. Right. Hey, 133-53, Western Sydney Wanderers fans. We got doubles to give away for the game against Melbourne Victory in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, cool.
But I'm gonna make you battle the big man for them. 133-53. If you want to take on MG in a penalty shootout style quiz, give us a call now. It's the Rush Hour with MG.
If you don't listen, you'll miss the best in sport. All codes, every kind of battle ball, and all the on and off field stories. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here as well. MG, the Western Sydney Wanderers play Melbourne City on the 22nd of November. You can get your tickets at wanderland.com, or you can win them right here.
All week.
All week.
All week.
We've got a double to give away every day this week, MG. And I thought we'd have some fun. It's going to be fun for me.
You mischievous little man.
Now, we're going to roll a penalty shootout style game here, MG. You take on the listeners. Our first contestant is Jono in Camden. G'day, Jono.
How you going, champion?
Hello, Jono.
All right, gentlemen, the way this is going to work, I'm going to give you a footballer.
Yep.
And I'm going to require you to spell their names for me. First name and last name.
Okay.
All right, Jono in Camden, you're our guest, so you can go first. I'm going to start you off with a Western Sydney Wanderer defender by the name of Tarek Elric. I need first name and last name, please, Jono.
Too easy. T-A-R-E-K E-L-R-I-C-H.
Goal! That's a goal.
Beautiful. Woo! He's put that one past the keeper. Well done, Jono. All right, MG, I'm going to give you a little half volley to start with as well. You've also got a Western Sydney Wanderer defender by the name of Matthew German.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W J-U-R-M-A-N.
Correct. Yeah, well done.
Tricky one. So most of them said G-E-R-M-A-N.
Yes, like the city. Yeah, or the country even, Liam. All right, Wanderers, Jono, your next footballer. Pele.
Off.
Sorry?
Pele.
Pele?
Yes.
Oh, P-A-L. No.
You buffet.
Jono.
Okay, so mate, Brendan.
All right. Now, the way this works, the way people actually win this is when MG gets one wrong, if you can get it right. So, MG, of course, the correct spelling of Pele is P-E-L-E. MG, your footballer, please, is Diego Maradona.
D-I-A-G-O M-A-R A-D-O-N-A.
Oh, great save again by Johnson.
It's a huge save.
Wonderful save.
It's D-I-E-G-O. Diego.
D-I-E-G-O.
Yeah, which means that Brendan in Campbelltown...
gets this for the win.
This is for the win, Brendan.
Hey, boys, how's it going? Hey,
we're going well, Brendan. Here we go. This is for the win and for the doubles to get along to the Wanderers-Melbourne City game at Bankwest Stadium. You can get your tickets at wanderland.com.au. Your footballer, Cristiano Ronaldo.
It is C-H.
Oh,
what
a save!
Huge save! Wonderful save!
What?
It's CR.
Is it? I thought it was CH2. I was with Brenda.
All right, Brendan. Cristiano. Unlucky. We're going to go to
Danny.
Danny in Penrith. Danny.
Hello there.
You got to spell a word, spell a footballer's name to get the two tickets, brother. I've got my wrong.
For the tickets. David Beckham.
David Beckham, DavidBeckham.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Danny. You've won yourself a double to get along to watch the Wanderers play Melbourne City 22nd of November.
So it took a Penrith boy. The Penrith boys stick together, Danny. Penrith, good spelling, mate.
Penrith boy to knock off another Penrith boy.
Yeah, Penrith. Get up, Penrith. Good, And I think Maradona was right. It's D-I-A-G-O, is it?
No!
Oh, D-I-A-G. Diego, of course. Heading in the right.
What are we doing next? We're talking Eddie Jones wanting to coach the Bunnies.
Time he's dreaming.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And just a reminder to everybody out there that it is a catastrophic fire danger for the Greater Sydney, Greater Hunter and Illawarra Shoalhaven areas tomorrow. There is a complete fire ban in place. These are incredibly dangerous conditions. If you're unsure of how to move forward, if you're in one of these areas, rfs.newsouthwales.gov.au is where you need to head immediately to find out your best course of action. Stay safe. You really need to be proactive in these circumstances, MG.
Very strong warnings all across the state. And I think 180 schools, as I just heard the news at 6 o'clock, 180 schools have been shut down. So, again, contact, as Liam said, what is it, rfs.com.au?
rfs.newsouthwales.gov.au for all your information on these fires and the danger that is present tomorrow. MG, there's a story today.
Yeah.
Danny Widler of Channel 9 also writes for the Sydney Morning Herald.
He does.
He has written a story which has come out of left field, MG. The reports is that England's rugby union coach, Eddie Jones, and former Wallabies coach, holds some interest in potentially taking over from Wayne Bennett at South Sydney.
Wow. That's left field. That is left field, I must admit. He's a prankster, isn't he? Eddie Jones?
Danny?
No, Eddie. Eddie Jones is
yes.
A bit of a prankster.
Well, the reporter, Danny, the quote is, he has told mates that taking over from Wayne Bennett when he finishes at South's appeals.
Oh, I've got no doubt. But 59 years of age, you're going to start your NRL career?
He's never coached NRL before.
No. And look, I've got no doubt that he would be a fantastic asset at any club as far as a mentoring role goes. Because everywhere he's gone and around the world in rugby union, he's succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So he's obviously got the Midas touch when it comes to that. But who would take the risk on, giving someone their first ever NRL gig as a 59-year-old? Like, I just don't. Wayne Bennett would never be able to coach the England rugby union team. And I don't think Eddie Jones would ever be able to make the transition to coach an NRL team at this late in his career.
Well, you played under Alan Jones, a man who coached both codes.
Yep.
How did you find that experience playing under a coach who'd come from a rugby union background to coach rugby league?
Oh, Jonesy did it hard because he was from a union background.
Mm.
You know, and as far as inspiring the team goes, he was fantastic at it. He was a real a player's coach. You know, you're with guys who have been doing it all their life, against guys who have been doing it all their life, and that's their domain. And look, I'd be intrigued, put it that way, if he came to a club as some type of coaching role, because I think he's got a lot to offer, but not as a head job, surely.
Okay. Wayne Bennett, let's on that side of things, Wayne Bennett off contract at the end of next year. He'll be 70 years old heading into next season. He turns 70 on New Year's Day.
I know.
Do you think it's his final year as a head coach?
I think it all depends on how South go next year. All depends on how they go. I think if they have a successful year, it could be his last one.
What do you mean? Okay. So if they made a prelim, say.
Yeah, maybe that could be it. But, you know, he might be forced if they don't make the eight.
That's a good point.
So if they lose six in a row, he could be forced. So it's a fickle game coaching a rugby league team, and everyone knows that, and that's why I don't think Eddie Jones would want any piece of that.
He
could take his pick of any coaching job in the world in rugby union. He's the top dog at the moment.
And name his price, too.
Just
quickly, MG, before we move on, we've got Say What coming up next. Lots of stories we haven't been able to get to yet today. How many games, if you had to guess, do you think Wayne Bennett has coached? At first grade level.
800, isn't it?
836.
Yeah.
First grade club games.
Freakish.
60 rep games. He's four games shy of 900.
Freakish. You could get to 1,000.
And he never coached the great Mark Guy.
Gran Torino.
I reckon that's probably his one regret.
Yeah, mine is that I didn't get coached by him. I'd love to be coached by Wayne. I think we would have got on well.
Yeah. All the players seem to get along with him well.
Yeah.
How do you reckon the phone call would have gone with Wayne after, back in your heyday, if you had got into some mischief?
Hey, big fella. What are you up to? You do it again, did you? Come and see Uncle Wayne.
It's a rush hour with MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Yeah, the boxing world of Australia and the Australian sporting community is every morning. A young boxer on the weekend tragically died, Dwight Cowboy Ritchie. He was sparring Michael Zarafa. He's a good mate of over 10 years when basically a freak training accident saw that Dwight hit the deck and didn't get back up. So sad. He leaves behind a partner and three young kids. And he was just at the prime of his life. By all accounts, one of the best blokes you'd ever want to meet. 27 years of age. There is a GoFundMe page at the moment. I think they've raised $21,000. They want $50,000 to help with his partner and three young kids. So just look out for the Dwight Ritchie GoFundMe page when you type in GoFundMe. And if you can give anything to a family who are really doing it hard at the moment, it'd be much appreciated.
Absolutely. Well said, MG. It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here. MG, we're almost done for your Monday. Great to be back. Ryan Grant from Sydney FC will join us on the show tomorrow for you A-League fans.
Yeah, great to have him on the show. And I think young Dave Fafita will have a date with the Integrity Unit.
Yeah, we'll see what the latest is on that story. But before we go tonight...
Say what?
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 Say what? Say what?
MG, I've got audio from the world of sport. You've got to tell me who it is and what they are on or about. Let's start with this one.
Oh, yes. A brave shot, but a smart one.
Unfortunately, the Aussies got beat in the Fed Cup.
And France are the Fed Cup champions for 2019.
Yeah, France claimed its first Fed Cup final win since 2003, which ends a 16-year drought for them as a country in the competition, but it keeps alive Australia's 45-year wait. Ash Barty, the stellar year she had, she was still broken. So emotional after the loss.
When you're playing in a team environment like they are with this Fed Cup, I think it means a little bit more.
Oh, of course.
When you get beaten.
She is so proud to represent Australia.
Good on her.
Yeah, but unfortunately. And you've got to tip your hat to Alia Tomljanović as well, who fought to win her singles to put Australia in a position to win it.
That was doubles that got them.
Sam Sosa and Ash Barty couldn't get it done against the French pairing. MG, next one. Who is it? What are they talking about?
Is it backflip time? She might save it for the hat trick, but that is 40 goals in 40 games.
Arguably one of the best soccer/football players we've ever produced here in this country. It's Sam Kerr with the double against Chile.
This time Ford has seen Kerr and she's onside. Big opportunity for Sammy. And she does have a double.
The crowd they had at Bankwest Stadium on Saturday, MG, is the biggest crowd they've had for a soccer game there.
Fantastic.
21,000, I think it was, or thereabouts.
And I'd like to know, maybe we might discuss this on the show through the week, what our listeners as well think about, where does Sam Kerr sit on the table of our best ever soccer players in this country?
Great question, MG. All right, last one before we go. Who is this and what are they on about?
Oh, it's been a pretty tough month. Obviously, things happened and we just push on as a team. I'm so proud of everyone.
That would be the Bathurst winner, Scotty McLaughlin.
That is Scotty McLaughlin.
McLaughlin,
you're close. What's he talking about?
Just his year.
Yeah, sort of. That, unbelievably, is him.
Oh, that's right. He won the championship,
yeah,
hasn't
just,
he?
Let's just have a listen. This is Scott McLaughlin celebrating his 2019 V8 Supercars Drivers' Championship.
Oh, it's been a pretty tough month. Obviously, things happened, and we just push on as a team. I'm so proud of everyone.
I just want to contrast that with the 2018 Drivers' Championships.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God, I just... Everyone here, all the guys, we worked so hard.
Which one do you reckon he enjoyed more?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I think Bathurst has scarred him a bit.
Oh,
the way that's all unfolded, I think that's scarred him a bit, and it shouldn't be.
He's taken the shine off his chassis.
Yeah.
He's taken the rubber off his wheels. He's taken the knob off his gear stick.
Let's go, mate. He's Liam. I'm MG. I'll knock him out before we go. So random.